I'm here, I'm in the courtyard of Wells House, and I'm talking to Deirdre Walsh, and Deirdre is the landscape gardener here at Wells House. Deirdre, I've just had the tour of the garden with John. It's absolutely exquisite. Can you tell me, what's your favourite part of the garden?
Well, my favourite part of the garden isn't actually open to the public yet. It's as you go down the Fairy Walk or the Lady Frances Walk, depending on your age, which one you call it, it is the grove of sequoia trees that we hope to have opened up to the public this coming autumn. So I love to go down there and just get away from the, you know, but on my lunch break I might go down there, bring a cup of tea and kind of just look up at all the magnificent sequoia trees.
And can you tell me something about I passed two Japanese maples there. Can you tell me something about the significance of these two?
Well, the maples? One, when you pass through it on your way to the fountain, on your right hand side, there's a Acer palmatum dissectum atropurpurum lobifolium, is one of the largest of its kind in Ireland. So it's actually a champion tree.
What's a champion tree?
A champion tree is the largest of its kind in Ireland. And how we know this is because we had Aubrey Fennell from the National Tree Council down, and he measures all the trees, and if he doesn't know a tree exists, you know, if he doesn't know of a tree, it doesn't exist in Ireland. Basically, he knows, he's got a wealth of knowledge as regarding trees, so that's what it is. It's the champion tree, and it was planted by Charles Hastings Doyne between the years of 1964 to 66 when they were selling up the estate and the Roslers bought it. So it is a magnificent specimen, and it's lovely to have it in the gardens.
Okay, so that was on one side. So this was the last tree planted by
the Doyne family. Yes.
And then across the pathway,
when the current owners, Ollie and Sabina, inherited the garden 3 years ago, they planted another to complement the Acer on the right-hand side. They planted one on the left-hand side as a kind of a gift to the gardens from Sabina and Ollie. So, so that's a Crimson King Acer. So that's also too a beautiful tree, but not quite as nice as the one on the right yet, but it will be in time.
So lots to look forward to.
Yes.
Wonderful things to see and more things coming on stream.
More things as we continue the restoration of the garden. Every time visitors come back, hopefully there'll be a new section of the garden opened up that they can explore and enjoy.
And it's particularly good for families, I think. I see you have loads of
We have fairy walks, gruffalos, trolls, everything. Yeah, so kids get lovely. They get great amusement out of all the little fairy doors along the walk, and then coming across the gruffalo. So yeah, there's a lot to do for a young family if they were to come here. But it's also a great place to come if you're interested in gardens and historic landscapes and Irish heritage.
Yes.
You know, it's a wealth of knowledge. You know, there's a lot to see and find out and learn about here also.
Okay. Well, I can attest that it is an absolutely wonderful place to visit. Thanks very much for talking to me about it, Deirdre.
No,
we wish you well with the ongoing project.
Thank you very much.